The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started. Today is Sunday, July 1st, 2012, for those listening live, and it is some other day, some other time. If you're listening to the recording, welcome aboard either way. Good to have you here joining me today. I'm excited today. Really excited about the seeds that I have for what we're going to be talking about today. But before we get to those seeds, let's jump right in and connect up, connect in, connect around, all those things, connect down. And as usual, since I received that suggestion quite a while ago, we're going to start by connecting within. And so as we do that, just allow yourself to open in whatever direction or more precisely dimension feels appropriate to you, to allow, again, whatever you perceive your divinity to be, your mastery, your soul, your higher self, your oversoul, your divine essence, your spirit, whatever term works for you, this portion is about opening up to let that fill you. And recently I received some guidance, I'll call it, that expanded on something that I like to do, a way that I like to connect with this. I think I've brought it up before, associated with the first CD that I recorded. They gave me this: I choose and allow the highest experience of my divinity available to me now. And recently, the update, the expansion, the improvement on that I received was I choose and allow and open to experience. So that's one shift. Open to experience the most complete experience of my divinity available to me now. And I like that. It's a little more specific and it feels more powerful to me. So whatever works for you, just allow yourself to expand your breathing. Let it be easy. Let it open. But what you're opening into is yourself, your own true nature, your own true essence, and allowing that to come forth into your experiential world. Good, 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 good. So let's go on to the next phase of this connection process, and that's connecting down with our Mother Earth. And again, use whatever envisioning or whatever thought process works best for you, whether it's opening your feet, the chakras in your feet, the chakra in the root of the central channel, the cells of your body, whatever works best for you. But you're opening to receive the flow of energy from the earth that we can define or experience as love and as support. And those are perhaps two facets of the same diamond, but I like to think of them as slightly different. So just allow that to come up and to receive that as much as you can in that expanded space that you created by connecting to your own divinity more fully. And as that comes up, gratitude may be the natural response for you in a given moment. It may not, but choose to step into your gratitude for that love and support and allow yourself to offer, to give, to send that gratitude back to your Mother Earth. And as you do that, knowing that you're also opening more fully to receive more of the love and support she's offering, because you're in gratitude, we step into receivership more fully. We step into acceptance more fully. Once we accept what is, it shifts and we open into the next moment. And so as we do that, we are giving that to her. We're also opening to receive more. At the same time, again, whatever level this fits with your consciousness, whatever it fits with your emotional state, allow yourself to offer your own love back to her. Now, that can be connected with love you feel for other people, with love you feel for other things, with love you feel in any way. Because without her, without this physical realm of existence, we would not be experiencing whatever love we are experiencing in our lives. And so by offering that love back to her, we're acknowledging that without this dimension of experience, we couldn't experience that love in that way. And as well, connect with whatever energy you might have, whatever desire you might have, to support her in return. And that can be in whatever way. That can be simply in sending positive energy and love to her. That can be in going out and cleaning up trash where you find it. That can be in recycling. That can be in buying or doing organic farming. That can be, again, in whatever way you feel called to do that. But just allow that energy of your willingness to support her also to enter into this flow, this exchange of energy taking place. And it's exchange, and not an exchange because we're required to do it, but because we can and because we choose to. And that's at the core of this. This is about relationship, and it's about choosing to be more in relationship with our Mother Earth as opposed to just ignoring her massive presence beneath us and indeed encompassing our entire life. So allow yourself to feel that flow as much as you can. Know that that connection with your own divine essence, your own mastery, is going to be maintained throughout the time that we spend here today. The same with these connections and flows with Mother Earth. And let's take the next step, the next phase of this opening, and open up to connect with those divine beings, however you might define them or know them personally, our angels, guides, spiritual masters, ascended masters, spiritual teachers, mentors, all of those beings who are here supporting us, supporting you, supporting me, as we walk this path of awakening, as we walk this path of empowerment. And again, open to receive that energy of love and support that they are offering to you. And as with Mother Earth, open into the gratitude and choose gratitude if you're not feeling it automatically. Choose to send them your gratitude, your thanks. And again, offer them the love for all that they support you in, for all that they support me in, for all that they support us in on the earth, the very fact that consciousness is shifting in the way that it is. And indeed, if there's any energy that you'd like to offer them in support of what they're doing, one of the things that I always do when I'm doing a private session at the beginning is to ask that all those who are supporting me receive love, light, energy, and healing in gratitude for their service. And so it's asking them to be benefited, not just as an exchange for the benefit they offer us, but as gratitude for that. And so, again, allow yourself to feel this flow to whatever degree feels possible in this moment, to whatever degree it's there in this moment. And just breathe with that and know that that is going to stay here. And indeed, all of these connections are always here. We don't start this way each week because the connections aren't there. We start this way each week to amplify our awareness of them. And as we connect more consciously with these flows of energy, we integrate them more fully. And so let's move on to that next phase, that next level of this connection process, which is connecting with each other, with connecting with all the others who are a part of this community, the Exposing the Masters Within community, no matter where they are in the world, no matter where, and there are people on other continents and other countries, not just the United States, certainly in Canada and Mexico as well, but also in Europe and at times in Asia as well. So this is about opening to each other and expanding our awareness of these connections as we create the energy that comes forth in each one of these programs. And so, once more, allow yourself to be receiving of that support, of that community energy. And this keeps coming up more than once, so I'll use it. I like it. The energy of those geese flying in V formation, it has been documented scientifically that it is a way of conserving energy, of sharing the load, so to speak. And that's what we're doing here. We are becoming that V of human geese flying, well, migrating back to source, migrating back to our power. And so, as we join together, as we come together in this way, allow yourself to feel that energy flowing into you. And again, it's love in that sense of acceptance. Even those we who don't know each other in this community, there definitely is that acceptance of each other. There definitely is that sense of community. So again, it's that energy of support and love. And once more, allow your gratitude to flow back there. And that gratitude goes out and becomes support. It becomes an expansion of the overall energy of this community. And by all means, whatever gratitude there is or that you choose to offer, that's wonderful. And whatever degree of conscious love and support you would put into this energy field that we're creating here, this mass consciousness, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And once more, allow yourself to simply feel this flow to whatever degree you are able in this moment, in these circumstances of your life. And let's take it out to that final phase, that final level, and connect with all of the light workers. And that it now encompasses, thank you, Joelle, all of humanity. So we have the conscious light workers, those of us who are doing this, seeking this on a conscious level, and the unconscious light workers, because everyone in a body is divine, and everyone in a body at some level within them has that urge to improve their lot, to come into more love, to come into a higher experience of who they are. Whether they act on it or not, whether they're consciously aware of it and making choices out of it or not is irrelevant. They are light workers. They are seeking to be in and work with the light, that higher, that we instinctually know because it's part of who we are. It's at the very core of who we are. And so we reach out and connect with all of those, and that urge for the higher, that urge for the higher light, the noble energy, if you will, reaching for the expansion, for the better, living from that place as much as we're able. And we especially connect with, because the energy is stronger among those who are doing this pathway consciously, but we connect to more energy as we connect with the conscious light workers, even though there are fewer by number. The mass of energy of support is greater because it is consciously being fed. And so we connect with that, and we connect with that support and allow yourself to open to receive that. The urge of all humanity and the urge of all light workers to experience mastery, to experience divinity, to experience God, Goddess, to experience the all, the highest. And let yourself receive that as fully as you're able at this time. That energy supports you, supports me, supports us as we move forward to the degree we allow it to. So this is about the allowing. All right. And once more, offer your own gratitude, your own love, your own good wishes, goodwill, your own support back into that energy. And so you open to receive more of what's coming to you, and you build the overall energy so there's more energy for all of us to receive from. And just let yourself breathe that in and through. Wonderful. Well, I said at the beginning that I was excited for today, for this program. And I am. I am. And I'll tell you why. Because today is about reaching for the stars. And I'll explain what I mean by that as we go along. But today, I would like to focus on that highest. And I don't want to step into the terminology of being a seeker. I would like to step into the terminology of choosing to be a finder. We are not here to seek the light. We're here to find the light. We're here to turn the light on from the inside out. And that distinction, I think, is important for what I'd like to explore here today with you. Because I would say, as part of the pattern of being in the body and stepping into that experience of what's most easily labeled separation, although it's not literally separation, but that experience of not remembering our divinity, that experience of not knowing we're divine and therefore not knowing our value. And I've talked about this ad nauseum probably through the course of these programs. But it's time, I believe, to set our sights on a higher goal. Now, I don't know all of you personally necessarily, and I certainly haven't had this discussion necessarily with that many of you that I do know personally. But what I would like to say is that, again, part of this pattern of separation and limitation, is that we have become focused as problem solvers. We're trying to fix what's wrong. And again, even scientifically, when there is a negative experience that we can be witness to or have comes across our consciousness, we spend more time and energy focusing on that negative than we do on the positive. And you can look at that and see it in the news broadcast. And what the predominant portion of is the negative. You can look at that in terms of behavior as humans slow down driving past the automobile accident and doing the rubbernecking, trying to see what they can see about the pain that those other people are in. You can see that in our culture of celebrity, where we love as a community to build others up, but even more so, it seems, we love to tear them down, find the flaw, find the failing, find what's wrong. And we do that, I believe, because we are seeking our value, and the easiest way to do that is relative. And if we can look at someone else's life and say, well, my life may suck, but it's not that bad. Or I may not be living up to my full potential, but at least I'm not doing that. these again are some basic underlying patterns, I believe, in humanity out of trying to discover our value because we don't remember it at an experiential level. We don't experience it in an ongoing, moment-by-moment, everyday way. And I believe that if you're listening to this, you already have, as a primary thought, as a primary conscious belief, that we are divine. And that one way of looking at what we're here to do on the planet is to expand our experience of our divinity and potentially even get to that place where we reach the level of the saints and sages, where we step into Buddhahood, or we step into the level that Christ was at, the Christ consciousness, or we step into that level that so many saints throughout recorded and unrecorded history have stepped into, where they have mastered this dimension. And I say that because that's what I mean by reaching for the stars. I had a conversation with a friend and client of mine, and it's been a little while since we had this conversation, but she was thanking me because, well, Osiris, who is the primary being that I channel in the private sessions, and I hold the idea that not only is mastery possible, but that's the goal we're headed for. And she said she's had lots of discussions with various people, and they don't come from that place. That almost seems like ego reaching for that, or setting that as the goal to ascend and reach mastery in this lifetime, or illumination, or enlightenment, or whatever the terminology might be. And I was kind of surprised by that at first when I heard it. The surprise didn't last long when I thought about it, but I was kind of surprised because that's the framework that I come from. It's not something I ever thought about or tried to figure out or tried to set as my goal. It has just simply seemed to be there within me as this deep knowing for as long as I've been on the path consciously in any way. And so the part that was surprising, when we look out at the world, we tend to look through our own filters, and we tend to have the expectation that other rational people, other people who are like-minded, are looking out at the world through the same filters. And we don't think of it that way. We don't think of our filters. We tend to use words or phrases more like point of view, or beliefs, etc. But each one of us, I believe, is walking around with a unique individual set of those filters. And a part of what I'm seeking to do with this program, with these discussions, is to shed some light on what some of those filters are, because until we see what the filters are, we can't remove them. If we were born with rose-colored glasses on and they'd never been taken off our entire life, we would assume that the world has this pink tint to it. And it's only when we can actually realize we have the glasses on and then remove them that we can see clearly what was colored before. And so I didn't realize the depth to which I owned that intention and that belief. And of course, as with everything I say on this, I could be wrong, but that definitely is the viewpoint that I'm coming from, that we have that capacity. You, me, and everyone in body has the capacity to come into the full experience of our divinity in this lifetime. Now, maybe that's not true for those who are on their deathbeds or those who are on the way out, who are nearing the end of their physical lifetime. But I believe that right now on the planet, all of the waves that are getting made, if you will, in the metaphysical world, in the New Age world, in these predictions of transformation, even if they're destructive predictions, the catastrophe end of things, they are predictions about change. And I believe, and again, many of those that I've talked with definitely hold this belief, that this time of change right now is unprecedented in the history of this planet. Again, could be wrong. But what that means to me is it's almost like the idea that surfers are chasing. They're chasing the big wave. Well, they want that one that's going to be beyond their experience, beyond anything they've ever done before. And it's going to be a challenge, but it's going to be a rush. It's going to be an exciting ride one way or another. Well, I'm here to tell you that we are soul surfers. And our big wave is here. It is here. And it's still growing. And if I can believe some of the things that I've channeled, it's going to continue growing up until December 21st. And after that, it might level off a little bit, but then it will continue expanding as the mass consciousness changes dynamic. And that's a different discussion. But right now, what I want to focus on is the wave is here. And to go back to where I was before, we humans tend to be the problem solvers. And we've been damn good at it. To look at what exists right now, to look at the fact that I am talking to you through the internet, through your phone perhaps, through all these technological things, to look at all that humanity has accomplished is to see how good we have been at seeking to fix problems. But there's a problem with trying to be problem solvers. And that is, well, I would say perhaps the best way to talk about it is talking about protesters. And bringing in one of the spiritual laws, which has become a spiritual cliche, what we resist persists. Well, what is resistance in this sense? It's what we do not choose to fully experience. Because we don't like it, for the most part, because it's not something we find pleasant, because it's in the negative polarity. And that is the first stage of problem solving. We fight with what it is. We have the experience. We don't like it. I want to fix that. I want to fix that. I want to fix that. I want to change that. Well, let's again take a look at protesters. And this is not to say this is true in all cases, but a lot of what happens, and it could be anything, but I'm going to talk about protesters who are protesting war in general or a particular war specifically. And they are engaged, even if they're not being violent in a physical sense, even if they are not at war in a physical sense with the energy of war, they're not going out and shooting soldiers and things like that. They are at war. They are fighting with the concept of war. They are fighting with the manifestation of war that exists out there. They are resisting the truth that right now on the planet war exists. It's not just about some ideal that they don't want war to exist. It's that they are fighting with it. And in that sense, we follow another one of the spiritual laws, which is whatever you focus upon, you send energy to. They are feeding the dragon of war. I'm going to take that back. I like dragons. They're feeding the engines of war with their own anger, with their own rage. And that is that energy of protest. And I'm not saying protest doesn't ultimately raise consciousness potentially by getting more people aware that there's a problem here, by getting more people to do the soul searching. But the protest itself, in actuality, feeds more energy into war, which is why war has not been stopped. Individual wars stop eventually, some of them, many of them. But as we can see, when Eastern Bloc countries broke up, the war that had stopped on the upper level because Russia crushed all the ethnic strife was still there. And so we had the whole thing with Bosnia and Croatia and all of that ethnic strife. And we look at countries in Africa and Asia where the Europeans imposed countries through their imperialism and imposed borders and things like that. And then when they left, the war that had been there before they came returned, and the ethnic strife and the genocide here and there. And I don't mean to take genocide lightly. It's not a light thing to take. But it was there. And it may have had a superior force suppressing it, but it didn't go away. And when that other force, when the British or whoever left, then that strife came back to the surface. The war came back. And so what's my point here? My point is, coming from the mindset of trying to fix things, again, if it's actually about solving it, that's different. But at the core, before we get to the place of choosing to solve something, we get upset. We protest it. Oh God, why me? Or oh GM or Exxon, why us? Or oh government, why us? Look at the degree of outrage in the world right now. And the degree of trying to blame others for what we're experiencing individually and collectively. And I'm not saying that others never have responsibility for what we have co-created together. But ultimately, the pigeons come home to roost here, in me, in you, in each of us. And we have the responsibility for what we're experiencing. And we have the power to choose differently. But what I would say is that the problem solving, the incremental, it has its place. The incremental is the healing process. When a crisis comes up, move the energy, move the emotion, move the pain, by all means. I'm not saying that that's not valuable. But we also need the other part, which is to go to the core, to go to the source, to go to the divinity within and say, this is what I am. This is who I am. I choose to align myself not with my pain and not primarily with the world, although this is not about going into retreat and joining a monastery or going to live in a cave, but I choose to align first and foremost with my divinity. An anchor in that. And that's choosing to step onto that surfboard. That's choosing to get on that wave. To consciously step up and say, I choose to know the more that I am. I choose to experience it. I choose to embody it. I choose to express it. And that stepping into my power is going to do more to solve all these things I'm trying to fix than any efforts I can put into trying to fix them using the limited parts of myself that do not know I'm divine. Take a minute, a moment, and breathe that in. And I'd like to bring something up here that goes with that, I think, and And perhaps it is coming because the next gateway is coming. And that'll be the commercial in a few minutes. But that energy of creativity, that energy of inspiration flows best when we're connected in that way, when we're connected within, which is why meditative practices of whatever kind can and do tend to increase creativity, because we're connecting more with our source. And the very root of inspiration as breath, and yet also as receiving ideas, receiving creative ideas or creativity or energy to do, is about that connection to the core of who we are and letting that be where we go first, rather than, and again, what's the natural progression in this problem-solving approach? Well, the natural progression is that we get triggered. There's something in our life that we don't like, and we go into how much we don't like it, and we use the energy of how much we don't like it to try and change it. And depending upon what level of energies are co-creative, what level of energies are, how many other people, in other words, are participating in this co-creation, it may or may not be able to be changed very easily just by our own personal energy. And yet, when we can choose a more holistic approach, and when we can remember that if it's up and it's negative, it's up to be removed, it's up to be cleared, it's up to be released. And then what we do is we've opened space. We've allowed some of that negative energy, some of that experience of separation to go. Because that's what all negative energy is, in another way of saying it. All negative energy, negative emotion in how we're experiencing it, that lasts more than a split second as something that we simply notice and register and make change. If it lasts more than that, it's part of our experience of being separate from divinity. And so every bit of that that comes up and goes, that's wonderful. We've just made more room to allow our divine essence to express, to allow ourselves to experience our divine essence. And so we can open up into that more and more and more. And that is so exciting to me. And it's why the beginning of these programs are structured the way they are. To come in and connect. To come in and connect. And the co-creative piece, I'm so grateful for the friend. I would name her, but I don't know that she wants that. So the friend who suggested, and it came as a confirmation. It was in my head, but it came in very strongly when she suggested, well, maybe there's something missing here. Maybe we need to connect within first. And so that went in. And that's the co-creative nature of what we're doing here. And that, in a microcosm, is the co-creative nature of what we're doing in the world. And the more we acknowledge our individuality and choose to go into our individual mastery and choose to allow our individual mastery to come out and shine in the world, and the more we connect with our Mother Earth, and the more we connect with the divine support, and the more we connect with each other in these layers of community, the more the light that we share, the light that we are, the greater effect it has on changing the world. Not because that's our goal. That's an automatic byproduct. When I've talked in the past about purpose and the layers of purpose, and our first level, our foundational level of purpose is about experience. And then after that, our next level of purpose is specifically the experience of our divinity, in spite of the fact that we are in these dimensions. The next levels, they're automatic. We experience our divinity more, which means what? Which means we share our divinity more. We express our divinity more. We express our mastery more. It's automatic. We can't hide it. Once we allow it up into our conscious experience, it's going to shine forth. And so that level of experiencing it more and the next level of expressing it more are essentially the same level. And then that goes into our expression that is what many would call work, or what most people think of as their purpose, is what work do I do? That also comes naturally. It's tied to the expression of our divinity. And the more we're letting our divinity up, the more we feel on purpose, the more we feel like we are walking our purpose, living our purpose, because it's inextricably tied together. The more of our divinity, the more aligned we are in whatever we're doing, and the more at peace we are. And that is where we're going. And that is what this whole thing is about. And the very fact that I could not call this program anything other than exposing the masters within. Once that was there, there was no other name it could possibly be. Goes to the crux of one of the issues of walking this path of awakening, which is stated perhaps most easily, that we're afraid that we're not divine, that we're afraid that we're not good enough. And so to step up and say, I am divine, is often fraught with feelings like we're exposing ourselves, whether that's to ridicule or judgment or personal attack. It's feeling like we're exposing ourselves. But as we do it, it is also liberating. And it's not that we have to expose ourselves to everyone. It's not that everyone on the planet is going to listen to this and go, oh my God, John thinks he's divine. What the hell's wrong with him? But by doing this in community and acknowledging and recognizing that everyone is this way, it's not just those of us in the community, but by doing this in community, by stepping toward this experience in community, by stepping more into this experience in community, we amplify it. Because whatever I experience is in the energy I radiate. And the same is true for each of us. And the more we make those progressive steps into knowing our divinity more, experiencing it more fully, the more that energy is vibrated out, and the more we create the mass consciousness that it's possible, which again is another aspect of that energy of support that spiritual community provides, and that many people, and one of the things that I hear frequently from the people that I work with, and I'm going to use it's not an offensive term, but it's a strong term. We have a lust for spiritual community. The need is so deep to find others like us that we can talk with, that we can share with, that we can explore with, who can understand us, who can comprehend what we've been through. Yeah. Because that feels safe. It feels less like exposure, like, you know, taking all your clothes off and running naked across the Super Bowl football field, and more like being with close family and friends. And so I would say this to you. I would suggest this to you. I would ask this of you. Embrace, to whatever degree you can right now, the idea that you are divine. Make it real. make it real. I am divine light. Say that to yourself and breathe into it. That's your essence. You are divine light. We are divine light. And that's what we're doing. As we're joining into a deeper connection with our own individual divinity, we're building more in the community that supports us stepping further. And so what I would ask you is to step into that, embrace that intention. Own it as much as you're able. And do it again tomorrow or later today. And do it again the next day. And do it whenever you think of it. I am divine light. And yes, I have my personal problems and I have my emotional issues and I have my biases and I have my confused thoughts and I have my aches and pains in the body. I have whatever temporary experiences I'm having that are less than that. But the truth of the matter is, I am divine light. And I'm divine light experiencing through my body, my emotional body, my mental body, my experiences, my pain, my justification, my judgment. I am divine light experiencing all of these things. Yet I am choosing to remember that I am divine light. I am choosing to experience that I am divine light. I choose and allow and open to receive the most complete experience of my divinity available to me now. And we breathe that in. And as we breathe it in or breathe into it and breathe it up, then we breathe it out and we share it with the world. And those of us who will share it most fully are those of us who are more consciously choosing to connect with it. But we share it with the entire world. We share it with all the light workers. We share it with our Mother Earth. We share it with the divine beings supporting us. And we share it with each other. And so I would thank you, regardless of what degree you do any of this in the future, I would thank you for choosing to step toward your power more fully, to step into your mastery more fully, for being willing to expose yourself. Thank you for that. I know from personal experience, it is far from easy sometimes. I know from personal experience, it can be very, very lonely at times. And I know from personal experience that just because we're walking this path doesn't mean that we have all the answers right now. And I applaud your courage. And I offer you my support energetically through this program and through what else I offer in the world. And I honor you for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you have yet to do. For taking those steps, one after another, moving into knowing your divinity. Getting on that surfboard, then kneeling on that surfboard, and finally standing on that surfboard. And becoming one with that wave. Because that's where I believe we're going. Riding that wave. Not outward, but inward. Riding that wave inward into greater and greater experience of our divinity, which will then flow out into the world and change everything. So, That's why I was excited. Now, I will just do tiny, tiny, tiny brief advertisement, which is this coming Wednesday, August 1st. And now for many of you, if you look at the calendar, the full moon will be listed on the 2nd because those calendars take into account or list the full moon time in Greenwich, in England. Well, I base my gateway sessions on the full moon time on the East Coast. And the full moon time on the East Coast is late, late, late on Wednesday, August 1st. And so that's when we'll be doing the next gateway activation. With this gateway activation, we will be opening the Galactic Gateway of Creativity. And we will be opening the personal portals for each of us to that galactic gateway to maximize that energy in our lives. So hopefully you will join us. It is not quite on the website yet, but working on it. So, and if you do decide to sign up before we do the event, it will be at 7:30 on this coming Wednesday, the 1st Eastern Time, 7:30. It is also available not only in person, but through teleconference and the recording. And so you can do it at any time after that that you like. And let's go do some channeling. All right, so as always, I will do the toning to realign and adjust the energies to allow the experience of the information to come through and the energy to come through. As I do that with the toning, just allow your own breathing to be deep and easy. And here we go. Dear ones, this is Kali, come to be with you today. Welcome. And why have we come today? Well, because we carry not only the energy of destruction, but the energy of creation and of creativity and of rebirth. And you are here to be reborn. And you are here to be reborn, not just in this moment, but in every moment. And that is what we are here to speak with you about. Because so many of you have this idea that there will come some great spiritual awakening and then everything will be different. And we are here to say to you at this time, we are here to say to you that the opportunity for spiritual awakening is not something to look forward to, but something to open into right now. And so claim that. Open to it. You need to understand. And for those of you who can follow the quantum idea of the world, the quantum physics that so many like to talk about as confirmation of so many of the ideas of spirituality. And yes, there is a great deal of it that overlaps. And the piece that we would bring to your conscious awareness right now is that what you perceive as existence doesn't really exist at the quantum level. It is moving around. It is potential at the quantum level. And what that means is that the idea that you are moving forward and it is step by step by step by step is, shall we say, an illusion. And it's not that it does not have some reality that you experience. But it is to say that underneath the step by step by step is the possibility of the infinite in every moment, is the possibility of the change in every moment, because you are recreating yourself completely in every moment. You are not the same as you were when I began talking to you, when we came in and began offering you this. You are not. Every bit of you has rearranged all the way down to the subatomic levels. Now, at the subatomic levels, it is easier to see that change than it is at the physical levels. And they say the physical levels are denser and they are harder to change. And again, there is a degree that that is truth, but it is a limited degree and it is not ultimate truth. You are divine. And as such, you have the power to transform. You have the power to transmute. But to the degree that you do not know you are divine, you block your ability to transmute, to transform, to create change. And it becomes much more effort intensive. Much more effort intensive. Because as with so much, you measure the spiritual path, if not literally, then figuratively, in horsepower. How much energy have I put into my transformation equals how much transformation I can have. How much suffering and sacrifice I have put into my transformation equals eventually how much transformation I can have. I have to earn it. No pain, no gain, no way. That is crap. That is crap. You are divine. You are divine. And you do not experientially know it fully yet. But you will. And you will know it faster by making that the starting point rather than fixing what's wrong. Rather than fixing what's wrong. And so let us go within. Focus in your heart. Flip on the light switch, amp up the power, push the pedal to the metal, give your spirit, give your divinity more gas, more power to come in, more permission, if you will, to come in and express through you and breathe into that. Breathe into that. Breathe fire into your willingness to know your divinity. Embrace it. Don't just give it one of those hugs you give to people you don't like. Embrace it fully. Give it a hug that, if it were possible, would create the merging of your being with it. Like when you desire another so much and in the lovemaking you seem to merge. Embrace your choice to remember, to experience, and to express that you are divine. Embrace it. Own it. Love that you are willing to make that choice. Let yourself let go of control for a minute. True spiritual awakening is letting go of control into focus. Into focus. There is a difference. Focus moves forward. Control tries to hold the ground that you already have. Choose to focus on the truth of your divinity. Choose to focus on the experience of that truth. And allow yourself to release the controls based in your fear so you can set yourself free. And breathe into your heart. And do not simply imagine that light expanding in your heart. Instead, explode it. It is the Big Bang within you. Allow it to explode throughout you, to pour through your being, to pour through your life, to pour through your relationships with everyone and everything in your life. You are light. Be the light that you are. Share the light that you are. Explode the light outward that you are. And we will continue to love you and to support you. and to kick you in the ass, dear ones. Namaste. Whew. All right. Thank you, Kali. And that is not C-O-L-L-I-E. That is K-I-A-L-I. K-A-L-I. And all right. Well, thank you for riding along and co-creating today with me. Thanks. I needed that. Thank you for co-creating, bringing Kali in there at the end to kick everything into gear, higher gear. So, all right, Doug, thanks for bringing those shines back around. And thank you to each and every one of you for all of your energy, attention, intention, and co-creation with me. I do appreciate it. I love to hear from you, no matter what it is, no matter how short or long the note might be. I apologize that I still do not get back to emails very well. But let me know what you think, what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like more of, what you'd like less of, ideas for topics, for guests, etc. And in August, we will have another guest. I'm not sure which week, but we will have at least one more guest. And then get back to that a little more in the fall. So thank you, thank you, thank you, my friends. I will be back same time, same place next week. Hopefully you'll be joining me. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Remember, you never know where this show will go. You never know where your show is going to go and what you're going to choose to show as you expose the master within. Namaste, my dear friends.